In the cab through hot streets where brick and brownstone buildings were crowded, Herzog held the strap, and his large eyes were fixed on the sights of New York. The square shapes were vivid, not inert. They gave him a sense of fateful motion, almost of intimacy. Somehow he felt himself part of it all, in the rooms, in the stores, cellars, and at the same time he sensed the danger of these multiple excitements. But he'd be all right. He was overstimulated. He had to calm down these overstrained galloping nerves, put out this murky fire inside. He yearned for the Atlantic, the sand, the brine flavor, the therapy of cold water. He knew he would think better, clearer thoughts after bathing in the sea. His mother had believed in the good effects of bathing, but she had died so young. He could not allow himself to die yet. The children needed him. His duty was to live, to be sane, and to live, and to look after the kids. This was why he was running from the city now, overheated, eyes smarting. He was getting away from all burdens, practical questions, away also from Ramona. There were times when you wanted to creep into hiding like an animal. Although he didn't know what lay ahead except the confining train which would impose rest on him, you can't run in a train, through Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts, as far as Woods Hole, his reasoning was sound. Seashores are good for madmen, provided they're not too mad. He was all ready. The glad rags were in the bag under his feet, and the straw hat with the red and white band, it was on his head. But all at once, the seat of the cab heating in the sun, he was aware that his angry spirit had stolen forward.